We are joined by Jeff O'Brien, an attorney with Chestnut Cambrone. And Jeff, this segment is going to the dogs. We're going to do a three and out, and it's going to be all about the pooches. Now, number one, which this might be my favorite one, although the other two are pretty darn good. A Japanese man, he's got himself a dog seat suit. He sits like a dog too, I'm sure. And does he take commands? What is he? I mean, he's got a suit. We hear about furries here in the U.S. Is he a furry over in Japan?
No, I don't think he's. I don't think he's a. He spent. So the story is he spent $14,000 to transform himself into a collie. It's a costume. It's a collie costume, and you look at it. It looks like a collie, right? And he's got a YouTube page, so I, of course, had to check it out. He's got videos of him doing tricks and all sorts of things, which concerns me as some, you know, my wife Jennifer competes with our little Nova Scotia duck-tooling retriever Poppy in various dog sport events. So with, if this takes off, are you going to have humans dressed as dogs competing in dog sport?
Well, I know
actual dogs.
Your dog is jumping off the dock and going 19 feet. I want to see this guy go. He's not going 9 feet. You know, he'd be belly flopping. And then is there video of him rolling over on his back and somebody rubbing his tummy?
Yes, there is.
No.
Yes, there is. And the thing is that, you know, so you get into something like that, competition obedience, right? Okay, so yeah, you got somebody who's you know, can understand commands like a human. He clearly would have an advantage in an obedience ring.
Maybe.
Over a dog.
Does he bark? Or does he talk bark?
I didn't see one with him barking. I also didn't see how he goes to the bathroom in this costume. I don't really want to know.
No.
But they showed him taking a walk, and also, you know, he was doing shake. It's like, that's not impressive. He's a human in a dog costume.
Well, okay, you know what? What I want to see, him go and take a pee. Does he lift his leg up on telephone poles and on fire hydrants? That would be a video.
That's not on his YouTube channel, so I don't know.
Okay, so that one. Or did he get neutered? Was it neutered or spayed for males? I always confuse them for the male animal.
No, neuter is for male. Males get neutered, okay. Females get spayed. So that's correct.
All right, so I got that one right. Well, All I could say is good luck, sir. Good luck with all that. I have to check this thing. Okay, what if people want to look, what's the YouTube page? What's the guy's name?
So his name is Toko, and he's got a YouTube channel that says, it's called I Want to Be an Animal.
Wow. Is Toko like, is that the Japanese version of Fido?
I don't know, but that's what he goes. He
does
goes
he
by
fetch?
Toko online.
Does he have a video where he fetches?
I don't know if there was a fetch. Let's see what we've
Anyone
got.
Anyone swat his nose with him? Did he get swatted with a newspaper?
No, nobody. They've got him drinking a Coke, so that's not really real.
Oh, wait a minute. He's not dipping his face into the bowl? He's not
drinking out of. He's okay. Drinking a Coke out of a straw.
All right. Forget it. He's lost me. All right. Now, In the second of our dog trilogy, a little dog named Commander. How many? This is the Biden dog. How many Secret Service agents has he bit or sent to the hospital? It's this dog. If you or I owned a dog that bit as many people as this dog did, they would take him and put him down. And I'm not a big fan of that either. I don't think the death penalty should be invoked. Muslim.
No. Well, and keep in mind, remember there was Commander and there was Major, the two German shepherds.
Major was taking people
back to Delaware.
Yeah, he guy was chomping on people too.
Yep. And then, so Commander, I don't know how many separate agents, but supposedly he has bit Secret Service agents a total of 10 times in a 4-month period between October 2022 and January 2023, and one incident resulted in an agent getting sent to the hospital for treatment.
Well, you know what, this is just the Bidens. I saw one of the stories, and Joe Biden, he lets them run loose, and you know what? It's irresponsible. You know you have a dog that bites, and you're letting him run. It shows how little regard he has for the Secret Service agents that protect his life.
Yeah, well, it shows how little regard he has for the dogs, because obviously nobody is training the dogs. These are just simply window dressing for, you know, for him.
Yeah, he wants to look tough, get a German Shepherd. How about an American dog?
In terms of in terms of letting him run loose, you know, I guess this is no different than how he raised Hunter.
Yeah, that's right. Are there any shots of the dog snorting?
No, I haven't seen any of those. But
maybe,
you know,
mellow out.
Shepherds, so maybe they found the cocaine. I don't know.
Well, there's got to be some lady dogs of the night that they can find for him. They can at least keep him busy with that.
Yeah, and maybe that's why they're acting. Maybe that's why they're acting violent, Bob. Maybe they found Hunter's stash of coke and got into it, and now they're you know, it's like a movie Cocaine Bear. You know, they could be on a rampage.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know what? They'd have no trouble. They should have gone in with the dogs to do a. Maybe they did a sweep for more cocaine from what they found. And that I don't buy for a second that every single inch of that building, that White House, is not covered by cameras. You know it is.
Yeah. Totally.
So they know who it was. So that tells me that it was somebody very close to the president, whether a family member or somebody really close on his staff. And they don't want to do it because it hits a little too close to home. So great. You got the dog biting people. You got the guy. Mm-hmm. Now, does this Japanese guy, going back to him for a moment, Toku, does he have any bite videos where he's biting someone?
No, I didn't see any bite videos.
All right. Well, that's maybe a plus. Now, Jeff, I gotta ask you, have you ever gotten up to 140 for an emergency with your dog at home? Because that's what Jordan Addison told the state patrol when he had his Lamborghini Ursus, a SUV, does not look like an SUV, but it is, when he was going down I-94 a few weeks ago. That's a pretty good speed you're cooking, 140. He told the cop that he had a dog emergency at home. So someone had to pick up the phone, unless the dog did, to say there's a dog emergency. Isn't that when the person at home just kicks in the gear and gets that dog where it needs to get?
Yeah, you'd think so. Rather than driving 140 down the freeway. Yeah, I've never driven 140 to deal with a dog emergency.
Yeah, nothing that can go 140.
I've exceeded the speed limit dealing with for a dog issue before.
You have, okay.
I can tell you that. So my wife Jennifer has these various ways of monitoring the temperature around the dogs, particularly when they're out, you know, at events and stuff, and they, you know,
if
they're far. Yeah, exactly. So you guys keep monitoring the temperature and making sure that all the fans and air, all that stuff is working. But I can tell you, if one of those suggested that the temperature was in a dangerous level, I can't say that she wouldn't try to approach a high speed to get back to them. Here's the thing, Bob. This is what's kind of curious about this. So this dog emergency story was given to the state patrol at the time he was pulled over, right? This didn't come up later in a press release or anything. We've never really heard anything more about it since it came out, since the report was released and we saw what he told the state patrol. Second of all, on the other hand, so that would lead me to believe, putting on my lawyer hat here, that might be a real explanation, because he gave it right up front, not, you know, later on trying to make something up. But we've never heard anything more about what the dog emergency was ever since this came out. So I don't know what to believe, but I hope that he's learned his lesson. 140 miles an hour, I don't care what road you're on, I don't care what time, I don't care what vehicle you're on. Unless you're not at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway, you shouldn't be going 140 miles an hour in a vehicle.
Well, I want to know how many times he told the teacher my dog ate my homework. How long has he been using the dogs as an excuse, if in fact it was an excuse and not, you know, a factual statement? So,
right.
Jeff, what a world. All right, that is the cue for our 3 and Out dog segment. I like that. We're going to take a quick break, and the BS show will be right back.